Ho, 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 Merry Christmas. Christmas came early to Chinook Cove. It's the most wonderful time of the year. We had a shotgun start at 5 p.m. and over 50 ladies in attendance. Most of the ladies dressed up in costumes and dressed their carts up as well. Hey kids, look a deer. The Griswold family made a fashionable entrance, Santa's helpers came out to golf, and a few Mrs. Clauses also made an appearance. Joy filled the air as the ladies chatted and got ready to golf. Whether they were nice or naughty though, that's a different story. Since this was a special night, we had a few surprises on the course to make the night even more memorable. Hole 1. Had a pile of presents in the middle of the fairway, they must have fallen off Santa's sleigh. Closest to the Christmas presents, open to all flights, went to Jamie Mosdell. There was also another pin on hole 1. Instead of a long drive, we had a short drive, for flight 4, that went to Sue SYF Chuck. Hole 2. Hole 2 had two long putt pins. Long putt, split between flights 1 and 2, went to Rochelle Cornwell and long putt, split between flights 3 and 4, went to Kayla Mosdell. Hole 3. We are doing things opposite on hole 3. You still tee off with a driver, but if you are right-handed, you use a left-handed driver, and if you are left-handed, you use a right-handed driver. Simple enough until you try and hit the ball. Long drive, opposite club, split between flights 1 and 2, went to Terry Jones. Long drive, opposite club, split between flights 3 and 4, went to Allura Harper. Hole 4. Hole 4 is back to golf business as usual with KPs. KP for flight 1 went to Monica Lee, KP for flight 2 went to Ashlyn Bilodeau, KP for flight 3 went to Deb Winiski, and KP for flight 4 went to Tara Murphy. Hole 5. Hole 5 also had a few surprises in store for the ladies. Instead of using your driver to tee off, you would use a 5-wood, 5-iron, or 5-hybrids. Even though there are a few trees on hole 5, one stood out, a Grinch tree on the fairway. Long drive, 5-iron, wood, hybrid, open to all flights, went to flight 1's Monica Lee. Closest to the Grinch tree, flight 4, went to Barb Smith. Hole 6. This is another hole back to the business of golf. KP for flight 1 went to Rochelle Cornwell, KP for flight 2 went unclaimed, KP for flight 3 went to Evelyn Lucas, and KP for flight 4 went to Nicole Pickersgill. Hole 7. This hole had Santa's nice or naughty list on the fairway. Jingle bells, Santa's stuff is just dropping everywhere on the course. Closest to Santa's list, open to all flights, went to Marion Wallace. Hole 8. Well, we saw his tree on hole 5, and now here he is, at the bottom of the hill on hole 8, the Grinch. He smirked that smirk of his as he watched some ladies walk up the hill to get their ball. But once the ladies got past the Grinch, they would compete for long putt. Closest to the Grinch, open to all flights, went to Emma Schilling. Long putt, open to all flights, went to Rochelle Cornwell. Hole 9. He already dropped off a lot on the course, so Santa might as well drop off his sleigh on hole 9 too. I think he wanted to get a head start on the turkey dinner being served at the clubhouse. Closest to Santa's sleigh, open to all flights, went to Joanne Livingstone. Oh, but wait. Santa left one more thing on hole 9, the wacky putter. Every golfer's worst nightmare, the putter that doesn't do you any favors. Long putt, wacky putter, split between flights 1 and 2, went to Teresa Lockhart. Long putt, wacky putter, split between flights 3 and 4, went to Marilyn Sal. We had a few group prizes to be won as well. There was a little quiz in the back of the tournament guidelines that could be completed while the ladies were out golfing. When I finished marking them, there was a 3-way tie. After one tiebreaker question, one group did come out victorious. Ashley McDougall, Allura Harper, Jody Fennell, and Lindsay Allen. Highest score went to Cheryl Tenzer, Babes Shenko, Betty Foote, and Sue SYF Chuck with a score of 47. Lowest score went to Darlene LaSerf, Sam LaSerf, Monica Lee, and Zarina Mitchell with a score of 36. And now, for the most anticipated award of them all, the best group costume. It was very hard to choose, there were so many wonderful costumes and so many nicely decorated carts. The winners of the best group costume went to the Griswold family. Emma Schilling, Kayla Mosdell, Jamie Mosdell, and Kayla Ellerman brought this family back into the spotlight, and we are glad they did. Well, that is the end of the most wonderful time of the year. Thank you to the staff at Chinook Cove for the turkey dinner and assisting the ladies in the pro shop. Thank you to the ladies who attended. Without your support, nights like this wouldn't exist, so thank you. Tis the season to be jolly, until next time. This might be jumping the gun a little, but our hospice fundraiser night is on August 19th. There are pledge sheets at the clubhouse, in case anyone is interested, and they are due back on August 19th. Sign your groups up as early as you can, the deadline is August 17th. Golf lingo. Snowman, dubbed the snowman due to its visual resemblance, this term refers to getting an 8 on your scorecard, an outcome that can dramatically impact your overall round.